July 15th, 1961, Saturday morning. Mommy and I stayed up late last night talking. Earlier we had been listening to Radio Swan, and the announcer closed the program by saying, "Que vivan las mariposas! Long live the butterflies!" That must have got Mommy thinking about Papi, because she started talking about the old days and how Papi and my uncles became involved in the underground movement against the dictator. "After your father came back from college in the States," Mommy explained, "he got so busy working and raising his own family that he didn't pay much attention to politics." Mommy was whispering real low, so as not to disturb the Mancinis. I had to roll to the very edge of my mat to hear her. But things began to go from bad to worse. Our friends were disappearing. One of your uncles was arrested. But we didn't know what to do. Then we heard about these sisters who were organizing a movement to bring freedom to the country. Everyone called them Las Mariposas, the butterflies, because they had put wings on all our hearts. Some of your uncles, like Tio Carlos and Tio Tony, joined right away, Mommy went on. But Papi held back, afraid to risk all our lives. Somehow the SIM found out about the movement. They started arresting people and their families, torturing them, and getting more and more names. Mamito and Papito and your uncles got out while they could. Tio Carlos made it just in time. As for the butterflies, they were ambushed and murdered on a lonely mountain road, their car thrown over a cliff to make it all look like an accident. And it was then that your father and I took up the torch of the butterflies and began the struggle again. I couldn't believe my own mother, with her bad nerves, was part